Have you heard the saying, live today as if you're going to die tomorrow? What are your thoughts about that? Well, I'm going to tell you why that's halfway true and kind of give you a different perspective on how to interpret what that means right after this. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. And go travel. Go do those things that are on your bucket list as much as possible. Live life today as if you were going to die tomorrow. It gives you a sense of urgency. It gives you a sense of commitment, confidence, unstoppable attitude that I need to get as much done today as possible, right? So that's good. That whole mindset around that, I like. I agree with it. However, it's a little unrealistic. If you lived every day as if you were going to die tomorrow, most likely you would be doing things that you were only going to do one time, right? I would think, spending time with family or friends or whatever, right? Or getting your finances in order, right? So when you think of it realistically, that's not possible, right? You can't do everything in one day as if you're going to die tomorrow. However, what we can do is we can say, how about this? What if you were going to die on December 31st of this year? How would that change your thinking? How would that change your priorities? How would that change your goals for this year? Now, it's early. We still have a long ways to go. So December 31st, right? It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not next month. You know, it's 340 days away. So we do have time that we can plan accordingly, take a list of our priorities and all these things. So I don't know if you watched my 2020 vision video. However, this is kind of in alignment with that. Is once you know what you want to do, that's great. Once you have your structure, once you have your priorities in place, that's all fine and dandy. And now we need an execution plan. And that is where a lot of people miss the mark. That's where a lot of people fall off of the train tracks, right? Is knowing what to do is half the battle. Actually executing it and doing it in a way that is going to be fun and stimulating and energizing and all of that is a whole nother ball game, which is why so many people struggle with the execution because they know what they want to do or they know what they want to achieve, but they have no idea how to get there. And so now if you think of it, okay, I have until December 31st. So, if you were going to die, what are it? You make your list, you grab some bucket items, you grab some goals. I want to have some fun. I want to work. I want to be with my family. I want to do a little bit of everything because I have the time to do it. However, you're only going to want to do the most important things. And it starts with today. And so that's why it is today as if you're going to die tomorrow or very soon. Because at the end of the day, the message is don't waste time, right? It's like when you think that you have so much time, it allows you to be lackadaisical. It allows you to, spend some time on things that are just not that important. Maybe it is social media. Maybe it is, talking to a friend that you really don't enjoy talking to, but you feel obligated. You feel like you have to do things that other people expect of you that you don't even enjoy. And you're just kind of having life happen to you. Right? It's very easy. It's very easy. I was so guilty of that in my 20s. I went around and I just let life happen to me. I put out fires while they were going on, but that was it. You know, I didn't have determination and a goal and direction and everything. And, you know, I wasn't as, you know, I wasn't as, I was just a little dumb punk kid. And I was hanging out with my friends and, you know, just living week to week, right? You know, fun, sports, whatever, drinking, dating, whatever it wasn't with a sense of priorities. It wasn't with a sense of passion. It wasn't with any deadlines, right? I didn't have any deadlines. I didn't have anything that I had to do by a certain time. I just lived life and let it happen. So, yes, right? There's a million things I could have done differently. I don't have a regret of that. However, if I did have, you know, a little bit more purpose back then and guidance and direction, you know, that's kind of what I lacked back then. You know, I didn't have a father figure. You know, my father passed away when I was, you know, in my early 20s, and even then I barely knew him because he worked two jobs to provide for my family. So I didn't have a father figure. If anything, it was my brother, my older brother, Bashar, was like a father figure to me. He was so ahead of his time that I would learn by watching him and what he's doing and what he was, you know, buying and selling and doing and moving and shaking. And he was all about business and he was all about all these things. So I got to watch him, and that's how I got exposed to that kind of a mentality. But otherwise, I was just going, you know, in all different directions. So anyway, enough about me. I don't know if that's your story or not, but I wish somebody told me, hey, Ricky, what if you're gonna die on December 31st? What would you do differently? I'd have been like, what? Oh my God. In that case, I would have certainly prioritized things differently. I would have had a different mindset, a different outlook, a different everything on who I spent my time with and what I was doing. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do, is think along those lines that, you know, no matter how old you are, how young you are, you have to think of life as a lot of small chunks of time, not just one lifetime. And even the group of men that I am part of, we do our goal setting every quarter. So every 3 months, we chisel it down and we are very focused, and we're like, on this next quarter, what are our most important things? What do we need to? So we have our blinders on, we have our vision, we can look, we can focus, and we are determined that we're only looking at this picture, not this picture. Because then when you open the whole world of possibilities, that's when it becomes daunting. That's when it becomes so, oh my God, there's so much to do. Yeah, in life, there's so much to do. It never stops. It never stops, right? However, if you look at it by quarter, or even up until December 31st, whatever it is, take your time that you're allowing for things and shrink it. Make it happen faster. This needs to happen by this date and this time. Because I promise you, as you get older, you will realize that you can always make more money, you can always work harder, you can always, you know, do lots of things. But the one true commodity that is the same for everybody is time. You will never, ever, ever, never, never, ever get back time. So you are spending time. Are you wasting it or are you investing it? Right? And that's a whole nother video. But that is a really great lesson, is how are you investing your time, and are your priorities in alignment with what your goals are? So think of it that way. If you were to die by December 31st, what would you do differently? What would you prioritize and get it done? And mark it into a little box, put your blinders on, write it down, put it on your wall, put it on your mirror, wherever it is. It needs to be front and center so that you make sure nothing else gets in the way. These are non-negotiable, because this is your promise to yourself of what you need to do, that you want to do, that makes you happy, that makes you fulfilled. It's your promise to yourself. So please take it very seriously how you are investing your time with who you're investing your time with, and you will quickly start to prioritize your schedule and your actions and everything else, I promise you, and you will be much, much happier when you look back at those decisions and feel like you have grown and evolved to a whole nother level. Okay, that's all I got for you. Have a fantastic day. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.